On the show with us, we have Jim Gilchrist, founder of the Minutemen and 48th Congressional Congress front, one of the front runners.
Mr. Gilchrist, this is Ben.
Welcome to the show, the
Ben
Dave Show.
Thank you so much. We're so glad to have you on, sir. It means a lot to us.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, you are on. You made it. You made it, Jim. You made it.
Mr. Gilchrist, may I just start up by saying I've been promoting you the last 4 weeks. I think you're a fantastic candidate.
And now, who are you?
My name's Ben.
Ben, well, where do I send your check?
That's right. That's right. And by the way, my name's Dave.
I'll try to make this a little bit humorous because, you know, politics can be so boring. But also, I don't want to insult the audience by making fun of things either. But
no, definitely.
I have... I lost my sense of humor 3 weeks, 3 months ago, and my wife has been complaining, so I'm now getting it back. But I have to be very careful because I can be misquoted. And but let's rock and roll.
Let's rock and roll. How's it been, by the way? How's the campaign?
It's been phenomenal. I've raised like $600,000 in 10 weeks. I can't believe it.
That's great for an independent.
I know it. It's unheard of. My advisors said that this is unheard of. You are on a roll here. I'm also getting money from all over the country. It's not just coming from the district: Texas, Florida, Massachusetts, New York, Washington State.
Oh my goodness!
Wisconsin people. I love you. You know, we want you for president. Here's $50.
Jim, it's well deserved. You've really changed the way America looks at immigration all across the nation. You've opened so many eyes in America. And I hope you win. I mean,
Ben, and let's clarify one thing. You said immigration. It's the key word is illegal immigration. I'm the product of immigrants, and you probably are. Maybe your grandparents or great grandparents are.
From Denmark, sir.
That's
right. My grandparents on both sides were immigrants from Greece, Germany, Scotland, and Wales. 7% of the membership of the Minuteman Project are legal immigrants who have been here either 5 years or 40 years. And they are the best volunteers you could ever want. They are so patriotic. They love this country so much. You think I'm a patriot? You ought to meet a legal immigrant. They are incredible. Whatever we do with the assimilation process through the vetting processing of immigrants is perfect because these people are your consummate Americans.
That's fantastic.
Mr. Gilchrist, if I can ask you a couple of questions on immigration.
Yes.
One thing, and just so you know, we both weigh in a little different on immigration. And my outlook, and you can tell me what you think about this, is that if you're going to go to Congress, if you win, and you go in with a very, as I see it, a very conservative outlook and something that is, in a way, some could see as being a radical outlook, do you think you can actually get something done, or are we going to see kind of similar to what Schwarzenegger went through, where you're just voted down and blocked out?
I think I will... Yes, I will get something done. Will it be simple and easy? No. But is the manpower available in Congress? Absolutely. You got Tom Tancredo, Candace Miller, J.D. Hayworth, Duncan Hunter, Steve King, Charles Norwood, just a number of those are just the ones I can think off the top of my head. There are dozens. There are several dozen members of Congress who want these issues resolved because they know that the issue of illegal immigration is not one issue. It's an issue from which all other major issues flow that are affecting the prosperity and security of this nation and its future.
So you actually see this as something that can be done. This is a doable thing.
Oh, absolutely. And I am a Republican leaning independent. Actually, I am really a Republican.
Okay.
I've got the sponsorship of the American Independent Party. I'm also, so I call myself a hybrid. I'm a Republican leaning independent. I will be the only Republican leaning independent in Congress. The other two, I believe a senator and a representative, are Democratic leaning. I have no problem caucusing with Republicans. Certainly would not turn away any Democrats who came to me with an idea and say, Jim, this is what I think we should do about this and that, and take the ideas and say, hey, this is marvelous. Let me go to my Republican friends here and let's see if we can work together, because politics shouldn't always be about playing football and trying to win through ruse or subterfuge or whatever over the other guy when the audience is suffering. It should be more cooperative. And I think you both know what I'm talking
about.
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
Sometimes it gets to the point where it's literally embarrassing to watch what's happening in our own Congress.
It's a game. It's
gridlock
a big game.
These people, they work for us, and I know you'd work for us as well. I'm confident of that.
Yeah. One other follow-up question to that, for those listening in, 88.9 KCI, Dave and Ben Show here with Jim Gilchrist, one of the front runners of the 48th District Congressional election, which is December 6th, coming
next
up
Wednesday, right?
Yep.
What I'd like to ask you in regards to, and you mentioned being a conservative, often you talk about being a Reagan Republican of sorts.
Yes.
We closed the borders. We put and I read your plan online. We closed the borders. We put men in front of the block them off. What do we do with those already in the country? And now I've read some differing opinions from yourself. Amnesty, non-amnesty, is there a cutoff? How do we deal with what's already, with those people already here?
Okay, how would a politician answer this? well, Ben, what do you want to hear? Okay, that's the comedy of me coming out. Okay, let me, I'm not going to dance around this
issue.
Want a direct answer, don't
you? Yeah, and this is Dave, by the way. Yeah, but yes,
okay.
No problem.
Primarily what will happen with the simple enforcement of existing immigration law and the introduction of a few new laws is by natural attrition, those here illegally will, some of them will return to their homelands.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, when you say some of them, where's the cutoff?
The others will be either they're going to be engaging in criminal behavior, and they will certainly be deported forcefully after prosecution. And others are eventually, if they're here illegally, and we are a nation that's governed by the rule of law, that rule of law says that you must return to your homeland and apply through the legal process to become a citizen or a resident or a visitor of the United States. We cannot continue to reward illegal behavior. To take any other position, to try to mix it and stir it around and confuse the issue and use smoke and mirrors is only to invite more of the same. And I have to take a hard position on this because mm-hmm. we're so tired of hearing a politician say one thing and then nothing happens. Well, I'm going to endorse this. I'm going to craft legislation for that. Well, I think I will caucus with Congress on that. No. We don't want to hear that anymore.
No.
We've heard it for 3.5 decades. We want results, not rhetoric and false promises. If you want that from me, I will give you the answer. I want to bring this nation, help bring this nation back under the rule of law, and this will only be a detriment to those who have not abided by our rule of law. It will be a reward to those who do abide by the rule of law. And I can't make it any more simpler because when you start splitting hairs, well, then you have this nation that's exalted itself as a great nation who's thrived under the adherence to the rule of law. However, there are a lot of laws we're not going to
There's plenty of laws.
We're going to ignore those, and if you can figure out the loopholes to get through them, well, and what the public doesn't know won't hurt them. We're just going to continue on. Well, that leads to more law breaking. It doesn't make sense to have traffic lights in Los Angeles and not turn them on.
Right, Mr. Gilchrist, what do you say to these people that came here legally? If we keep rewarding the illegal behavior, we're basically slapping the face of everyone that came here through the proper channels. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, and I have another question for you. A caller called in, and he wanted to know, what is your viewpoint on the border police initiative in California that would basically allow border police to take more control over the borders? Do you agree with that or disagree?
To the California Border Police?
The initiative.
I believe
I would agree
the funding,
with that,
yeah.
And out of for the same reason Ray Haynes introduced it or authored that, and that's because there is still a threat that our federal government is going to ignore us, that they're still going to engage in deliberate dereliction of duty and political corruption. If that's the case, and we have to defend ourselves and our economic interests in California and our middle class in California, then so be it. We will have a state guard called the California Border Police. Would I rather have that than Border Patrol? No. I'd rather have a 500% increase in the funding the actual working budgets for both the Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the United States Border Patrol so that they would have the money that they need to buy the capital, the equipment, the manpower, the staffs, et cetera, to hire the attorneys, the prosecutors, the investigators, the caseworkers, and the actual ground pounders on the ground covering our seaports of entry in both the southern and northern borders. But it's going to take about $18 billion annually, which, by the way, is only one-fifth of the cost of the war in Iraq annually. And now that we're on the war of Iraq, I am lockstep with the president standing and holding the line in Iraq. No retreat, no cutting and running. I am with the president on that wholeheartedly.
Mr. Gilchrist, I have just one more question for you, if I may.
Yes.
If you're elected, what steps will you take to ensure that America is a better place?
Adherence to the rule of law. I will work as close as I can with all members of Congress, and it's going to be predominantly the Republicans, if not wholly the Republicans, because my rapport is with the Republicans.
Sure.
And I do admit I am a Republican-leaning candidate coming in under an independent banner. And I would like to see fundamental tax reform.
Okay.
In other words, if we're going to permanently repeal the estate tax, I'm for that. But I see a problem in that the rebellion within the ranks of the voters, the middle class and the upper class people who are paying in tax income taxes year after year, filing these returns, in order to get that acceptable to the general public, we also have to consider repealing the income tax and replacing it with a fair tax, something tantamount to a national sales tax, which, according to Bear Stearns, would also net in over $500 billion a year of uncollected taxes to the U.S. Treasury, those that are uncollected due to the underground economy. And can you imagine a life of never, ever having again to file a tax return?
That would be the greatest thing that anyone could ever do for us.
And it's something that can't be done overnight. I have an MBA in taxation. I'm a California retired CPA, so I do have some knowledge there, and I would like to be on the committee regarding taxation and deal with getting this fundamental tax reform. That's something that would benefit everybody. And I'd be heavily involved in the literal enforcement of existing U.S. immigration law.
Mr. Campbell, I'm sorry, Mr. Gilchrist, I do apologize. We have Mr. Campbell's campaign manager on the line right now, but we appreciate the call very much.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much
for taking the time, and we'll look forward to talking to you afterwards.
Good luck.
To see how go vote next week, and if you wish, Jim Gilchrist, your man, vote for Jim. Thank you so much for calling in.
Have a good day.
You
take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, coming up right now, we have the campaign manager of John Campbell. Is it he or she?
Well, let's see. There we go.
Good morning.
Okay, here we go. Jim, you on there?
Yes, hello.
All right, we're talking with Jim Terry, campaign manager for John Campbell. Thank you for calling in. Sorry for the wait. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. Happy to be here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we were just talking to Jim Gilchrist a little bit, and he talked obviously a lot about illegal immigration. Also talked about his desire to work with the Republicans in Congress. What I'd like to do is first start off, if you could, and briefly address the issue of illegal immigration. He alluded a lot to, and in his website alludes a lot to, your candidate being not very strong on it.
Well, he's made all sorts of other false assertions throughout the campaign, so that's not completely surprising. That's sort of the respite of desperate candidates. Mr. Campbell has actually a long record on immigration here, and Mr. Gilchrist and others and who oppose him have chosen to seize on one vote that Mr. Campbell has acknowledged years ago and over the years that it was a mistake, and has voted very consistently since that time against illegal immigration because. Mm-hmm. You know, illegal immigration, we all agree, is a huge problem. It's a crisis in our nation because, you know, there's a lot of talk about the economic impacts and so on and so forth on illegal immigration, but you look at this from a national security standpoint. You know, if people can come across the border with suitcases full of family photos, then they can come across the border with 30 bombs.
What does John propose to do about it?
Well, I think one of the things we've got to do is, as Mr. Gilchrist pointed out, is enforce the laws that we have. We have a great number of laws that aren't being enforced. But the other element, we've got to add more Border Patrol agents. But personnel aren't going to be sufficient. We need to finish the border wall. We need to also, increase the enforcement on people who are knowingly hiring illegal aliens. You know, there's a proposal currently out there, the Kyle Cornyn bill, which I think probably needs some strengthening, some areas and some some mechanism put into it so we can actually accomplish these things. But, you know, it's sort of a carrot and stick approach, is where you increase the workplace enforcement, but you also, if people are caught working here, then they become ineligible to come back in. But if they leave on their own, then they're eligible to come back in legally. It's sort of a carrot and stick
approach.
Through
the proper channels. This is Ben. Sir, I have a question for you, actually. If Mr. Campbell is elected, what is he going to do any differently than all the other politicians in Washington, D.C. that seem to get nothing done except for engage in gridlock?
Well, I think what you're seeing now is a tremendous shift on this particular issue and many other issues. I mean, if you look at the tax reconciliation bill, there's been great movement. The Republican Study Committee, sort of the conservative bloc in Congress, has really started standing up and exerting themselves, and they're a big bloc in Congress. And they've been able to get tremendous savings in this tax reconciliation bill. I think on the issue of illegal immigration, you're seeing a lot of movements. I mean, there's some expectation that there will be these things will be addressed in the future. And I think what Mr. Campbell is going to do is join with those members, particularly like the Republican Study Committee members, those other members who are standing up, asserting themselves, and making some very positive changes back there.
What do you say to people that look at his voting record and say, hey, he voted for the matricular consular card? He said he was pro illegal immigrant in March of 2000, a bunch of random statements he's made over the years. What do you say to people that convince him that he's really pro closing the borders, pro securing America?
Well, what I would say to him is to ask them to take a look at the record. I mean, if you look at, he's absolutely strongly opposed to amnesty. He's vowed to vote against the McCain-Kennedy amnesty bill. You know, he's voted against welfare benefits. He fought, in the legislature when he was the budget lead, he fought to take out $500 million out of the budget for benefits. He's voted against illegal driver's license six different times. But, people tend to not want to look at that.
Did he not vote for in-state tuition for illegal immigrants, though, sir?
He did at one point. He did, and has acknowledged that is a mistake. But beyond that, he's voted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other times against tuition for illegal aliens. The fact here is, if you ask your the students that go to UCI, if they miss question 5 on the test, they fail the whole test. Now, they made a mistake. They acknowledge the mistake, and they move on. And he's voted repeatedly since then. But unfortunately, people who are very disingenuous have chosen to seize on that one vote and try to purport that represents his entire record, and that's just simply false. That is certainly one mistake that he's made, and he's acknowledged as a mistake.
Okay. All right.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Quick question for yourself, Jim. This is Dave here. So much has been focused on illegal immigration. What would you say is your candidate's main issue? Would it be illegal immigration, or is there another issue maybe that hasn't come to the front?
Well, no, I think illegal immigration is certainly a very big issue, but it is certainly a crisis. But it is not the only issue out there. Because if you take a look at, for instance, the budget deficit and our budget spending, we only have a certain amount of money, and every dollar that we waste is a dollar that's taken away from critical priorities, even critical priorities such as illegal immigration, critical priorities such as national security, other elements of national security, critical priorities such as education. And what we can't continue to do is to waste the money and keep building bridges to nowhere and at the expense of other critical missions of our federal government. And so I think the budget deficit and then getting the spending under control is going to be a huge focus for Mr. Campbell, because, what money the government has, all other things flow from that.
One more question, sir. Is he going to lower my taxes?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that he's going to do straight out, because, all of the Bush's tax cuts are set to sunset here in the very near future. And I believe it's within the next 2 weeks, the expectation is the votes to renew those will come up. And the Democrats have actually, Nancy Pelosi has done a very good job of holding Democrats in one block, regardless of how good the legislation is. She's holding them into a block and just vote no on everything. And it's expected to be a fairly close vote on this. And so if we are not able to renew these things, then estate taxes go up, your income taxes go up, all of these taxes go back up to the detriment of the citizens of the economy.
Wonderful. wonderful.
All right. Thank you for your time today.
Jim, thank you so much. Unfortunately, the hour is long, but wish you the best of luck. And I'll tell you, John Campbell, if you wish to vote for him, Wednesday is the big day, isn't it? Just next week.
Tuesday, actually.
Or is it Tuesday? Oh, I have my calendar wrong.
It's election day.
I would have missed it. Thank you.
I certainly encourage you to vote for the guy who's going to actually be able to get in and make some changes and get results.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling.
Have a great day, sir.
Have a great one.
All righty. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.